Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We missed you.
Yeah, I'm sorry I only got to come by once. You know, demanding schedules out there at the old fairground.
It is.
But that was a lot of fun when I saw you guys.
It's like a 500-level PR course. And you know what? Most of the people are great. I mean, you had some great encounters, I'm sure, coming up.
Yeah, only a couple weird ones.
Mm-hmm.
So. And was that Joran me?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, let's just talk about all the good people.
The silence is deafening.
Let's talk about all the positive people we met.
The good people.
Keep a attendance record.
All good.
2 million. And I think they were all there on Sunday. Holy cow.
Were you there Sunday?
It was, yeah.
I bet. I mean, it was weird because I'm there on this day that there's 160,000. And then I'm looking and going, there were another 100,000 on top of that one day. I'm like, where do you put them?
Crazy. Ah, but enough of the fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. It was good, but let's turn the page. And no, summer is not over. I mean, it looks balmy right through third, maybe the fourth week of September here. So we're going to get
fabulous. September's a great month here usually.
It is, but it shouldn't be raining this much. Usually it dries out, the humidity drops, it's in the 70s. It's weird to be tracking flooding in 80s and maybe 90 late next week. So yeah,
crazy.
Little bizarre, but
I saw all the pictures I saw for first day of school, though, weren't too rainy. Parents had a moment, must have been, when the clouds.
It might be worse tonight, right, Paul?
The worst of it's coming tonight, the heaviest rains. But
did you take pictures, Paul? Frank, you had two that went off.
Well, they left last week.
Oh, they started last week.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yes,
we took pictures.
Public school kids started today.
And, you know, they're both driving now this year.
Ooh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, so
take
good,
a deep
Paul.
Breath.
No, it's so good.
Is it?
I told you I actually retired. I turned my chauffeur license back in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very good about things right now.
Are they driving big tanks, big heavy things?
No, but I like the all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive.
Sure.
And even for rain, it makes a big difference.
Because that way they can keep driving themselves right through winter.
Yeah, good for you.
All right, let's talk about these church leaders from around the world.
You know,
the country.
A lot of news, you know, the slipper thing today, you know, the hurricane down south.
Jody.
Yeah, and I know you guys have been talking about that, but this National Baptist Convention is bringing more than 15,000 African-American church leaders and their families to the Twin Cities. It's the second time it's been held here. I think they did it back in 2001, if people remember. But, I mean, you just look around and they're everywhere, all these great, well-dressed people, women wearing interesting hats.
Yep.
You know, it's only the second time it's been in Minneapolis, and it is a big deal, and they are going to be here for a long time talking about all their church business and spending money and going out to restaurants and doing that whole thing. So it's a good time for Minneapolis to showcase it.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to all, and glad you're here. Sorry the weather isn't better.
Yeah, and they're talking about some real issues. You know, I mean, they look at Minneapolis, and ironically, on Back to School Day, they're concerned about the educational disparities when it comes to race in this community, because white kids do much better than kids of color when it comes to education here. And it's been that way for a while, and people are aware of it, and it's not, you know, a bad thing to talk about. In fact, I think you have to talk about it to get it fixed. So,
well, we have income inequality, and now we have educational inequality.
Yeah, and they're talking about that, too, income, unemployment. I mean, big issues, so they're sharing a lot of ideas to try to get it going.
And, you know, that's where it starts. It starts in the homes and the churches. And if they can start addressing some of these issues, even before it gets to school, or at least have the support of the churches and the home, it's sort of a trifecta. That's how it gets fixed.
And that's changing. I mean, you can even look around, like when you look at all the people in town at this convention. You know, there are many more, and I'm generalizing, but, I mean, there's many more 60-somethings at a church convention than there are 30-somethings.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the words. There's new words in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
Yeah.
Are these any you can say on the air?
Yeah, hangry. Do you guys use it?
Hangry, yes.
Sure, I use it.
Yeah,
sure.
That's a good one.
Hangry you can use for now. Mm-hmm. There's some science and tech words. FinTech.
Oh, what's that one?
FinTech.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I don't either.
Biohacking. I think that's when you hack into someone that has a like a living chip in them, you know?
Oh, either that or some sort of a medical device.
Yes, same thing. Pacemaker, biohack your pacemaker. Flight, we all know that it means, you know, flap your arms or go in an airplane. But now it has a third definition as a small tasting of beer or wine.
Ah, yes.
I'd like to order a flight of beer.
A beer,
yes. Right? Goat, are you familiar with goat in reference?
Oh, please, I'm the goat.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the greatest of all time?
Greatest of all time, according to my children.
Wow.
When I make a good meal, they'll be like, Mom, you're the goat.
Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you. I actually know what that is.
I did not know that
Hold on. Do you know this one, Frank? Oh, Sue, you got to have my news boss up. Hold on. It's not working.
Sentence.
Wait.
Yeah, I know. I know that word.
Okay. Gosh. I'm trying to be clever, and our technology is
here. Here's one I don't know, you guys, that you might know. They're bingeable and guac are now official.
Okay. Guac?
What is zoodles with a Z?
I don't know. What is
zoodles?
Bad noodles?
like noodles that you zoop up?
I don't know.
Oh, you're supposed to know stuff, Frank.
Yeah. Adorbs is one, like, you know, short for adorable. Man, they're all the way in there.
Really? That's a word in the dictionary now?
Yeah.
That's weak. It's Merriam-Webster.
Hangry's in there, and adorbs is in there, and guac, not guacamole. Bingeable is in there, and goat is in there, too. But I don't know what zoodles is. Maybe Susan can look it up while we're talking. I don't know. Or maybe you just do it later in the show.
You want to do a quiz, Frank?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
Brotox. Sentence. Justin looks amazing in his Insta selfies. You think he's getting Brotox?
Define it.
Brotox.
It must mean admiration from your young men peers.
You're terrible at this game.
The definition of Brotox is because calling it Brotox makes it manly.
It's like Botox for dudes.
Okay.
I still don't get it. But all right. Well.
That's fine. And you know what? If my kid says that, I'm going to tell him to quit saying that.
Hey,
because it's not cool.
Hey, Frank, did like LOL and OMG?
I think they might have been
in there. Are they
in
there already?
They might have been in there before.
Huh? I got some more. Hold on. Yeah.
Our third word is mamarazzi. In a sentence, you'd say, before the team could leave the field, the mamarazzi wanted one last team photo for their Facebook pages.
Did mamarazzi make
it? Yeah. I don't know, but they're like, it's like paparazzi with moms, right?
Moms with their smartphones, right?
My oldest is so reluctant to take pictures with us. I mean, I'm not talking about taking 35. I'm just like, could I take three? Hey, your senior prom. Could I get three pictures?
Maybe.
Can I throw in a tip on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
This was my rule. This is Sue, Frank. This is my rule when my kids were in something. So they're in a play.
Uh-huh.
I paid for this. I'm allowed one picture.
Well, I like it.
Oh.
You give it to me.
Yeah.
I like
and
it.
And they did.
I had a hard time this morning with the first day of school because she's in 10th grade now. And I'm like, she goes, all right, in the house. You can't take it in front of the school, like, God forbid. So we took one in the house. And then as she's getting out of the car, I dropped her off. I took a burst of like a million pictures of her running away from me.
That's great.
Hey, Frank.
I do it to irritate him now.
Yeah, me too.
I'm with you.
Zoodles?
Yes,
Zoodles. Our listeners are very smart, much smarter than we are.
Of course they are.
Zucchini noodles.
Oh, well,
really?
And one person says, it's a marketing term, you morons.
I guess we
are morons. The nicest thing I've been called all day.
Yeah. No, that is good marketing.
I didn't know that.
Zoodles.
Right? You want to get people to eat more zucchini?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feed them some zoodles.
Call it something different. It's still zucchini.
Yeah. Still not eating it.
All right.
This is not great marketing. We never heard of it before.
Frank, God bless you and all you stand for.
I don't know what that means, but thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank.
Take care, citizens.
Thanks, Frankie.
Bye-bye.
When we get back, Gordon and Florence, and no, they're not your friends.
This is a new band? Gordon and Florence over at the X?
It kind of sounds like, yeah. A bunch of boomers getting together?
I like it.
No. Hurricanes. We'll be back with an update on that and put our sloppy start to September into perspective next on CCO.
Happy first day of school to all the parents out there. The most wonderful time of the year, watching your child get on a school bus, and hopefully you're taking a sip of coffee in quiet. I love seeing the pictures on Facebook. Everybody posts on Facebook, Insta, and Facebook is good for two things, birthdays and first day of school. Just great to see all these kids.
Absolutely.
Shiny, happy faces and much happier parents taking those pictures.
And I know some butterflies first day back. It's, there's always some fear of the unknown. I don't care who you are, where you go to school, or what you do for a living.
First day's always
nerve-wracking. First day of anything is a big deal. So now you got that out of your system.
That's right. Congratulations to all the kids. Successful first day.
Absolutely. All right. The latest on Gordon. Gordon, almost a hurricane, sustained winds 65 miles an hour. Most of the models have it reaching a minimal Category 1 hurricane by the time it comes ashore tonight. Somewhere near Gulfport or Biloxi, the worst damage is always to the right or to the east of where these storms come ashore. The right quadrant, they call it. That's where the storm surge, where the rise in water can be most pronounced. And there could be a 2 to 4 foot storm surge. There was some concern about New Orleans, you know, still.
Sure.
The city really still hasn't recovered from Katrina. Back in 2005, they built this levee. They spent billions creating this monstrous levee now, and they think they can protect the city, most of which is below sea level. It's a big bathtub. So we'll see, but it looks like Gulfport and Biloxi, again, Category 1, it's not catastrophic. It's still going to cause some damage. And the models indicate there could be flooding way inland. Little Rock, maybe St. Louis, even Cleveland and Pittsburgh may experience flash flooding days from now after this thing comes ashore. And again, it puts our weather woes into contrast, right, into perspective.
It certainly does. And by the way, I want to welcome all of the new listeners that had no idea that Paul Douglas was on the radio until they saw him getting food at the fair. Everywhere we went, people would say, "Oh my gosh, it's Paul Douglas! Oh, I miss you on TV!" And they of course, had no idea who I was, so I would say, "Do you know that you can listen to Paul every day from 3 to 6? What? So I happily plugged the show, yeah. Plugged it hard, shameless plugs, 3 to 6 every day on WCCO Radio. So if this is your first time tuning into the Paul and Jordana Show, welcome and tell your friends.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was fun. It was nice.
It was fun to see everybody. And you know,
people were terrific.
People that remembered you and are glad you're back.
You came to my elementary school in 1987. Do you remember me? I sat in the back. I raised my hand. I was polite.
Wore a red shirt.
You've changed. You've grown up.
Used to eat my own snot.
Now, this is turning into a true confession. I wish I hadn't heard
it. It was funny to hear. People would come up. It was just fun to see you at the fair. People would come up with the Aeris app and show you how they were using it. Or then, of course, asking for personal forecasts, which is one of my favorite things that you do.
But again, you don't talk politics. You don't talk religion. Weather is something that's kind of non-controversial, right? It's a good icebreaker. And everybody has a story. Everybody has an anecdote. Everybody has an opinion. So, and I welcome that.
And I love that.
And I use a lot of those stories here on CCO and also in the Star Tribune when I write that daily.
I've been one of those people lately, by the way. Just to share a little personal anecdote. I've pretty much been up Paul's butt for about a month.
Excuse me?
About a personal forecast
September 8th.
Paul, what's the weather going to be? Paul, is it going to rain? Paul, what's going on?
Doppler. And I said, it's 3 months from now. I have no idea. The weather will be changeable. Back to you, Jor.
I wanted a personal forecast for this coming Saturday because it is my son's bar mitzvah. Mm-hmm. And we have family coming in from out of town, and we're making a whole weekend of it in Wisconsin. And I said, the weather needs to be nice. We want to play sports. We want to have a family wiffle ball game in the afternoon after the bar mitzvah. And I need the weather nice. So I was trying to pull in some favors. And, I mean, you weren't helping me out.
Well, earlier, about a week or two ago, and again, that far out, Jor, it's more of a prayer than a prediction,
I know,
right?
But if you just lied to me, that would have helped. I'm a neurotic Jewish mother.
That doesn't help.
You lying to me makes me feel better.
Yeah, you're kind of a hot mess.
For sure. But the good news is we're less than a week out.
It looks pretty good for next weekend. Yeah, partly sunny here in Minnesota and also in Wisconsin where this bar mitzvah is going to be. I think it'll be partly sunny both days, low 70s. It should be nice, nice, classic September weather with a whiff of autumn in the air. But, man, you know, when people are getting married or bar mitzvahs or bat mitzvahs or grad parties, people take it seriously.
Oh, for sure.
And they get ticked off. Oh, yeah. They get torqued if the weather isn't nice for their event. I think I've told this story before, but I'll close with this. My oldest son got married up at Grandview Lodge late October of 2015. And Lori was on me, you know, months ahead of time.
For sure, right.
You know, if it rains, If it snows,
so help me,
I'm going to jam
you.
That Doppler so far up there. And the day of, the clouds parted, the sun came through, it was 50 degrees. It was a beautiful, beautiful evening as Walt and Tracy got married. The next day it poured, and that Sunday, the day after Walt got married, I'm walking through the parking lot, and this woman comes running up to me. She goes, Paul, I couldn't help but notice that yesterday
your son
had a beautiful day for his outdoor wedding. Today, my daughter got married, and it poured.
Oh, no.
It just poured. How does that make you feel? And at first I thought she was kidding, just messing with me. And I looked at her face, and she was serious. She was upset. And I looked at her, and I told her the truth. I said, I feel lucky. I said, I don't get any special favors.
Well, Paul, he studied really hard, and you better make the weather good for his bar mitzvah.
I'm going to do my best. I'm lighting a candle. I'm saying continuous prayers.
Me too.
It'll be fine, regardless, rain or shine or beach ball size hail. Proud of Maddox.
That's right. It will be.
All right.
It's also 4:32.
Yes.
We are going way beyond the headlines when we return.
Okay. Jor, file this away under What Were They Thinking? A Chinese nursery, kindergartners, has come under fire for having a pole dancer perform at its welcome ceremony.
Oh, so there's that.
This is why we're going to be victorious over China.
Are you done now? Is that one done?
According to the Southern Metropolis Daily newspaper, I don't read that one. Parents and kids were invited to attend the opening ceremony in the southern city of Shenzhen yesterday. As part of the program, families were invited to watch a number of female performers perform in skimpy clothing, including a pole dancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And apparently, they're getting some pushback, as you might imagine. This type of dancing not suitable for a kindergarten. Nursery children should learn knowledge, but not too much knowledge, one person was quoted as saying. Well, I don't know. Did it boost school attendance?
Oh, my gosh. For the dads, maybe.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
You know, it's the first day of school in Detroit. They've had water woes. The city turned off drinking water for the public school system. There are concerns over high copper or lead levels in the water. Instead, they're going to use water coolers instead of the water fountains in the school. Now, of course, this is reminding people of what happened in Flint.
Sure.
The city used contaminated river as its main water source. We found out about that back in 2014. But this time, the concern is with the school's old plumbing systems. It could be contaminating what is perfectly good water. So 24 schools were tested for water quality, and last month, 16 came back with concerning results. The superintendent said it's shutting down the district's 106 public school water until the problem is fixed. Now, this is an ongoing problem in Baltimore, and a Minnesota company has created a filter for the Baltimore schools. We're hoping to have that company talk about it on the air tomorrow.
Very cool.
Happening today in Detroit.
Do not take water quality for granted. We've been saying that for a long time with Hofferman Water Conditioning and their Kinetico system. You don't know what's in the water these days. All right. Jor, I know you're a pretty lousy driver, so I thought of you when I read this story.
The one I was about to read for my second Beyond the Headlines.
Beat you to the punch.
You did.
Do you want to read this one?
No,
I will gladly hand this off to you.
Hey, I'm teaching my big one how to drive. I'm not so bad.
Oh, my God. Is there a lot of screaming?
I don't need medication. I'm doing okay.
Yeah? Allstate apparently ranks the best drivers in the largest markets in America.
Yeah,
and guess
them.
Where we rank? 127th out of 200 cities. The average driver in the Twin Cities goes 7.7 years between auto insurance claims, which is tied with cities like Memphis and Chicago, but well below the best of the five. The best city? Brownsville, Texas, where they go 13.6 years between claims. Then Kansas City, Boise, Idaho. Do they even have roads?
Right. I mean, in Brownsville, Texas, that's a border city.
Huntsville, Alabama's fourth, and Madison is fifth. The national average is one insurance claim every 10 years. So Here in the Twin Cities, the likelihood of filing an auto insurance claim is almost 30% higher than the national average. But we're still better than Washington, D.C., Boston. By the way, Boston, the red lights are just a suggestion.
Oh, is that how that works there?
Boston is anarchy.
Good to know.
And Baltimore. Washington, Boston, and Baltimore are the three worst cities. So anyway, I'm feeling better about that. So I don't know. I think we have pretty good drivers.
We have a lot to contend with.
We also have a lot more weather.
Right,
we have
that's
snowy,
that's,
icy commutes.
You know, you have to adjust. Brazil, over the weekend, a fire tore through a 200-year-old national museum in Rio de Janeiro. It's thought to have destroyed most of the museum's 20 million objects. Can you imagine?
It lobotomized hundreds of years of historical artifacts. They're gone.
Unbelievable. Among the artifacts, a meteorite, an 11,500-year-old human skull.
Wait, a meteorite burned up?
They say it was destroyed.
It's a rock.
I don't know. 11,500-year-old human skull. Now, they say it's unclear how the fire started, but people say poor funding and upkeep could be to blame for the massive loss. Just so sad, and they're still digging through there.
That is a tragic story. All right. China may be using LinkedIn to spy on Americans. America's top spy catcher told Reuters that Beijing is using LinkedIn to track down and try to recruit Americans who have access to government and commercial secrets. LinkedIn confirmed the espionage efforts. One of their spokespeople, Paul Rockwell, says, quote, "We are doing everything we can to identify and stop this activity. We've never waited for requests to act and actively identified bad actors and remove bad accounts using information we uncover and intelligence from a variety of sources, including government agencies." However, China's foreign ministry described the report as, quote, "complete nonsense." So I don't know. Makes sense to me that they might try to use Twitter and
it makes sense they would try to use anything.
Faceplant.
Nothing is safe,
LinkedIn.
My friends. Yeah. Nothing is safe. Don't put some personal information or naked pictures where you don't want anybody to hack into them.
Okay, I'm writing this down.
Right. Amen. Susan.
Where shouldn't I put naked pictures?
Come on, let's sneak one more in.
They don't want to see my warm front?
They don't. No, even Lori doesn't.
Come on.
No. Shaquille O'Neal.
Thank you. You've been talking to her, huh?
Shaquille O'Neal will be at the Zombie Pub Crawl in Minneapolis. This is a hilarious day. The Zombie Pub Crawl. I remember the kids and I were downtown last year for it, and everybody really
goes all
out.
Are these real zombies?
They look like them. They look like them. So Shaquille O'Neal, former Los Angeles Laker, NBA legend. He also goes by another name, DJ Diesel. He's going to be spinning tunes when he takes the stage
Shaquille?
In Northeast Minneapolis on October 13th. Now, it's not the first time Shaq has performed in the Twin Cities under DJ Diesel. He was among the acts booked for the Super Bowl. Yeah, he was here for Super Bowl. He's included with many musical acts booked for this year's crawl. Headliners Alice in Wonderland, ASAP Ferg. I don't know who they are. They're at Bauhaus Brewing, 612 Brew, and Able. So Shaquille, Shaq will be here. And he's taken the stage for the Zombie Pub Crawl.
I had a close encounter with Shaq at the Mall of America back when Camp Snoopy was there.
Sure, sure, sure.
And I'll take this to my grave because my boys were little at the time and they were on this ride. Mm-hmm. And Shaq sat down in this ride and they could not buckle him in.
He's
they
enormous.
Could not secure him.
Oh,
and so they sat there, twisting and 10 minutes goes by and they realize, and they know it's Shaq,
obviously. Of course, yeah.
Everybody knows Shaq. And then eventually he got up and got out. But I felt bad for him.
Ride.
He could not go on that ride. But it was kind of cool to see him wandering around Mall of America.
I love that. No security, nothing?
No, no.
Wow.
I think he might have been with a couple of friends, but Shaq wants to go for a ride. Mikey, we only have a minute. I apologize.
All
it's
right.
Jordana's fault. Make it the best minute of the show, buddy.
I'm at a high school football practice and in a gymnasium because it's raining so hard outside.
It is.
And I walk outside and the track team or the cross country team is running around the track, just a pair of shorts, no shirts on, and they're practicing outside. There's something kind of ironic about that. And then the big football players are in the gym and these skinny cross country guys just got a pair of shorts on and they're just running in the elements. But I tell you what's changed in Minnesota and nationwide football. You now have turf fields almost everywhere. So all it has to do is get a little bit dry and you can come out here. In the old days, you know, you didn't want to muddy up the field because that you needed that for the whole season, so you worried about it. Now everybody's got turf. And right. So it is so easy for these kids to practice on it. You know, all they need now is it to dry a little bit, and they're out here. If it snows, they just blow it off. It is an incredible phenomenon that we've seen in Minnesota sports that so many schools now have turf to practice on.
It's a good development. I'm glad you
it
brought
is, yeah,
that
yeah.
up.
Yeah, and then you can use it for everything. You need less land. All the sports can use it. Nobody's mad because you're wearing out their grass.
Mikey,
it's all good
go.
Stuff,
I'm
and
so
I'm looking
sorry.
To play out in front of me right now.
All right, Mikey, we got to run. Thanks, buddy. You be careful out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.